Einu Mekadeshes. She's not married. The presents are not made L'Shem Kedushin. Shemachmas Kedushin or Rishonim Shalach. Because the Svara, since he already married her, even though the Kedushin is not Chal, but he thinks it's good. Therefore, Einu Mekadeshes. Because the presents now are not made L'Shem Kedushin, but the presents are just a regular present. And the chain cotton shekiddush, the same halacha applies if it's a cotton. If a boy marries a wife, so a cotton has no right to make kedushin. So the chiddush says, even if he sends her a present later when he grows older, we do not say the second present in l'shem kedushin, but rather he's only sending it to her because he thinks she's his wife. So she is still ainu mekadeshes. Now the Gemara says it's tzricha. We need all three cases. The yashmin and shava prut to the first case where the chosam wants to marry two wives. I did the call nofik mamoinim in a tor. Since Lamaisi is spending a shah, he's giving out a shavapruto. So that's why he makes the mistakes and he thinks that he's really married. Therefore we say if he sends a present later, it wasn't made l'shem kedushin. Av a pokot m'shavapruto, when he only gives out a pokot m'shavapruto, aim here I would have thought to say, yodei shem kedushin tayo some pokot m'shavapruto. Maybe the chosin later realizes what he did before is not kedushin. And therefore maybe v'chikon m'shadah sablonis, maybe now later when he sends her a present, maybe sending her the present l'shem kedushin, because maybe he realizes that the first kedushin he made is nothing. So maybe I should have been afraid to say the present is l'shem kedushin. That's the kamashman of the Mishnah, know that he still thinks that the kedushin is the first pochum mishavapruta, and the present now was just a regular present to his wife. It was not given l'shem kedushin. Therefore, they're still not married. Now, v'yashmin and hanitart, if we only hear these first two chedushim, mishum deben pruto l'pochum mishava pruto l'kim l'liyinshi. Because still, the man here was a godel, just he didn't give out enough money l'shem kedushin. See, a person can make a mistake, he doesn't know the difference between a shava pruto and pochus mishava pruto. He thinks, listen, what's the difference? I married her with money, even though the money is not worth a shava pruto, he still thinks, though, that he was married to her. Therefore, we say, even though he sends a present later, the present is not like a new Maisa Kedushin, it's only a present to his wife already. And since the first Kedushin was no good, he's not married to her. Avul Kotan, but in the case where a kid got married, Shekiddish, Avul Kotan, Shekiddish, here Hakol, Yoidim, Shein Kedushin, Kotan Klum. Everybody who realizes that a kid under Bar Mitzvah can't get married. So therefore, Amai, maybe I would say, Kiko Meshadeh Savlonis, that later, after his bar mitzvah, if he sends her a present, adaita de kedusha kol meshader. He is sending her this present, al manas to marry her. That maybe the present now should be a new maitzah kedushin. So maybe they are married. Kamash malon, that's what the Mishnah teaches us, know that still the kedushin is not good. Even though he sends presents, the present is just a regular present. He is still samech on the first kedushin, and since it's no good, they're not married. Itmar will learn like this. Rav Huner Omar Choshishin LaSavlonis, that if a chosen sends a present to his kala, we're afraid because of the present. Savlonis. So Rashi learns the pshat that if there was a shidduch going on already, that this boy and girl met and they're going out, and even though they didn't get married yet, but now if the boy, the chosen, sends a present to his kala, we have to be afraid maybe this present was sent l'shem kedushin. That's the way Rashi learns. Tosis learns not like that. Tosis learns that if they sent a present, we should be afraid that maybe this is a proof that they got married before already. So maybe they were married before, not that the actual present is the kedushin, just we're afraid maybe they were married from before. But Kol Ponim, Rav Huna says when there's a present going from the chosin to the kala, we have to be afraid for kedushin. The Chayno Marabba, Rab also says like this, Choshishin l'savlonis, that if present is sent, we have to be afraid maybe there is a kedushin here. Omar Rabbi asked the question now. I can ask the question on this halacha from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, even though in the case of the Mishnah they sent the present later, still it's Einu Mekadeshes. So we see presents mean nothing. Omar Abaya, Abaya says back, no, the other Rabbi, there's no question from the Mishnah. The Mishnah explains itself. The Mishnah says why it's no good. Shemachmat Kedushin or Rishonim Sholach. The Mishnah says, well, in the Mishnah's case, he first married her. And the Chosin thinks that that Kedushin was good. So therefore we say, when he sends a present later, it was just a regular present. But maybe in a case where he did not make a Maisa Kedushin yet, so maybe this present now, like Rashi learns, is being sent L'Shem Kedushin. Or else the way Tosis learns, this should be a proof that they were married from before, maybe. But for now, Mishnah is no proof, though. Now Mishnah, it's different, because now Mishnah, there was a Ma'aseh Kedushin done before. The Gemara says, now so far, the Ika, the Amri, some say the opposite. Omar Rabba, Rabbi says, Mino Aminolo, where's the proof to Rafuna that Savlonis means something? So other Rabba, the proof is for now Mishnah. Kirivtoni, time of the Mishnah, says, the reason why the Savlonis in our Mishnah means nothing, Shemach Mas Kedushin or Rishonim Sholach. Only because the present was sent because he thought he was married because of the first Ma'aseh Kedushin. Hochu the toy, only in the case of the Mishnah where the Chosin makes a mistake, he thinks he's married to her already. That's why the presents are not being sent L'Shem Kedushin. Ho the Alma, but in the case where they were not married, or we don't know if they're married yet, heavy Kedushin. Then the fact that Chosin sends a present to the Kala, that should be a proof that they are married. The Mar says, we Abayin, according to Abayin, no, loy mi boy come. There's no proof in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah means not only this, but even that. Loy mi boy, not only be Alma in a regular case, to learn off of the Torah's Kedushin Klal, that they weren't talking about getting married yet. That if they sent the present, it means nothing. El after the Mishnah means El Afilu, but even in the case, Hoch, in the case of our Mishnah, the Nochas Laterus Kedushin, they went down to think about Kedushin, that the Chosn even made a Maisi Kedushin, even gave her Pochas Mishavah Prut L'Shem Kedushin. So he was for sure thinking about getting married to her. Ema here, I would say, heavy Kedushin. Maybe here, if he sends a present later on, the present should be a proof that he means L'Shem Kedushin now. Kamash Malon, that's what the Mishnah says, no, the Kedushin is no good. So I'll quote Prana from now, Mishnah, there's no proof, either one way or the other way. Zemura says, my heavy law, what's the maskana, what do we come out with? Omer HaPopo, the Asra, the Mekatshiv, the Misabli, the Miniga that place is, that first they get married, and then they send presents. So then we say Chashinin, then we take Avichshash, the way Tosfos learns is very good. Now if they send the present now, that's a good proof that they got married before already. And even according to Rashi, that since the minig is, you only send the present after Kedushin, if you're sending a present, so even if you didn't get married yet, but most probably you mean to get married to her now with this present. Therefore, we're choshes that this present is done the Shem Kedushin. But what about the Misavli v'hodim Mikachi? That's how the minig is, that you send presents first, and then you get married. Like today, first you give her a ring, and then later you get married. Loi chashinen, then we're not afraid the fact you give her the ring first. We're not afraid that that ring, the diamond ring, was given L'Shem Kedushin. Loi chashin. So Gemara asked the question, Mekadshe v'hodim esavli pshita. If the minig is that first they get married and then they send presents, so if you see them sending presents, pshita they're married. Of course they're married. What's the chiddush? So Gemara says, Lo tzricha, the chiddush is like this. We only need it. Deruba mekadshe v'hodim esavli. True, true. Most of the people make Kedushin and then they give presents. So some minority of people, misabli, first send presents, for the mekachi, and then they get married. So mother time, I would have thought to say, nechesh lemuta, maybe this person is from the miyut, that he did not get married to her yet. Kamash no, we go boss of the rove. Since rove people here get married first, and then they send presents, so if they sent a present, that's a proof that they were married already. Or else for sure it was done, l'shem kedushin. Now the Gemara says, Boy mine Ravacha bar Rafuna me Rova. Ravacha bar Rafuna asked a question from Rova. Hulchsak shtak suba b'shuk maho. Let's say you see a lady that has a shtak suba. She has a suba ready from a man. The question is that a proof that they got married already? Or maybe no. Maybe people write up a suba before they get married and they didn't get married yet. Omulay said, V'chim epeneisha machzik shtak suba b'shuk nasik bo keshishish. Like, of course not. So what if she's holding on to a ksuba? So what? Maybe the man wrote a ksuba. But it's no proof to say that they were married already. The Mar still says, my heavy love, what's the maskana? What do we hold like? Om Ravashi. Ravashi says like this, it depends. Piyasko de mekache vodi kasvi, if the miniga mokum is first they get married, and then they write up to ksuba, is chashinim, then for sure she's holding a ksuba to write that she's married. What about kasvi vodi mekache, say purple people first write up to ksuba, like today, they write up to ksuba before the chasna. And then they get married. Loi chashinin. So the fact that she's holding on to a ksuba would not be a proof that they got married already. So Gemara asks again, Mekachiv odi kasvi, if the minig is first to get married and then to write up a ksuba, for the Gemara again, pshit, of course they're married. What are you telling me then? So again, loi tzricha, I would have thought the chiddush is like this. Loi tzricha de loi shchiach safru. Talking about in a city that the sefer goes on vacation, he's not home a lot. He's away a lot. So therefore, mother time, I would have thought to say we should be afraid that Safru the Yisrami. Maybe the person now met up with the Seifa. So he said, listen, I know you're going away. I'm getting married next week first. And I know you're going away next week.
So do me a favor, write up the ksuba now before you go away. So therefore, even though the minhag ha'makom here is to get married first and then to write the ksuba, but this person maybe should be afraid that the ksuba was written up beforehand. Kamash Mulana teaches us we're not afraid of that. That since the minhag is that first they get married and then they write up a ksuba, so if this ish is holding the ksuba, that's a proof that you really got married first. Now the Mishnah says, Hamikadesh isha ubita, or isha v'yachoisa kachas. If a man goes to marry a mother and a daughter from a different husband, or else a yisha v'yachoisa, you go to marry two sisters, kachas together. You go to two of them and you say, Hare shteichem mukadeshesli, I want both of you two to be married to me. So the Mishnah says, Halacha is ain't mukadeshes. Neither of them are married to you, ain't mukadeshes. And that's a chiddush, because really I should have said one of the two maybe she'd be married to you. Like true, both of them can't be, because both of them becomes an erva. One of them is an erva, one of them the kedushin is not chal. But maybe I should have said one is chal, even though I don't know which one. Maybe misafik, one of the two should be chal. That the Mishnah says no. Einu mukadeshes, neither of them is chal. But that's tricky. If you marry your mother first and then you go to marry her daughter, the kedushin is not chal, the second one. Because when you marry a mother, the daughter is an erva to you. Or if you marry one sister, then pshita, you can't marry the other sister, she's an erva. But here the question is, when you do it together, so the Mishnah says, ain't mukadeshes. Or mais, it also happened once a case, bechomesh noshim, five ladies, uvehen shtei achoyis. In this group of five ladies, two of them were sisters. Now a man, v'liket adem echot kukola shoteinim, a man collected a barrel full of figs, v'shalahem hoysa, really it was their field, it was the ladies' fields. But for Shal Shriyas Hoysa, it was the year of Shemitah. So therefore it's like Hefka. So this man went down and collected the figs, so now it belongs to him. The Yomer, now he sent his kokola to them and said, Hare kulchem mukadeshes li, I want all five of you to be married to me. The kokola zu with this basket. And the kibla achas mehen adei kulan, one of the five ladies was like a shliach to accept the kedushin for five of them. So what's the locho? The Yomer chachom nechom said, Ein achoyis mukadeshes, that the sisters are not married. Mashma, the other three ladies aren't married to you, are, but just the two sisters, they are not married to you. Again, that's like the ratio. When you go to marry two sisters together, so neither of them are married to you. Now the Gemara says, how do we know this is so, that when you go to marry two sisters, neither of them is chal? Like, why don't I say, to one of them you should be married to? You don't know which one, so minasafik, you should have to give both of them a get. So why is neither of them chal? Omar Romi Vachoma, first he wanted to say, the Yomach, where the Pesach says, Isha ela choysa lesikach litzro. You can't take two sisters to be married to one another. Isha ela choysa, if you have a wife, you can't take a sister to be tzoros, to be married together. So what does he learn? That HaTorah, the Torah is teaching us, that Bishor shenasu tzoros zulazu, if two sisters are going to become wives after the same husband, lo yehed alakuchin, that not married, afilu biyachas mehem, not even one of them is married. That's the way he dashed this pasuk. Omale Rav, Rav said back, no, that can't be. Heyochi, if so, heinu dechsiv, how could the pasuk say, v'nichrusu hanafoshos oisois mekerav amam, that the man has chayet kurus if he does this. Now the question is, kedushim leitavsi, if neither of them is married to him, then kurus mimechayev, is he chayet kurus? You only chayev kurus if you marry your wife, and then you live with her sister, your wife's sister is chayev karas to you. But if you're not married to either one of them, then even if you live with both of them, avad, you're not allowed to. But there's no chayev karas though, you're not chayev karas for that, just living with two sisters. So how does the pasuk say here, v'nichrusu, deserve to have karas? So of course the pasuk is talking about, elawam arovo, kro bezu, bezeachazem. The pasuk is talking about when you married one sister, that's okay, and now you want to live with the second sister. That's your wife's sister, and that's your chayiv koros. So I have nothing to do with our Mishnah, though. Now, Umas Nisim, what's the pshan in our Mishnah? Why does our Mishnah say when you marry two sisters, neither of them is mekudeshes? Kid Rabbi, it's Rabbi Svorah. The Yomar Rabbi says in the Svorah, that kol shein nebizechazeh, anything that you cannot do one after another. Like here, if you marry one sister, after that you cannot marry a second sister. She's an erva to you, the kedushin is not chal. So Rabbi's svar is that afilu b'vasachas einoin. If you do these two things together, neither of them is chal. It's a svara. Like since it can't be one after another, it's a raya that they're stirus. They're soisa, they go against one or the other. Therefore you can't have these two things together.
Gufus, what we just learned, that Omar Rabbah, Rabbah just said, that kol shein b'zech hazeh, anything that you can't have one after another, ha'filu b'bazach hazeh noi, you can't have the chalois to be chal together. Eis may have a kasha on this. Eis may have a kasha. Says like this.